Mary Abelletelli, his voice is in his head. Voice is in his head. Voice is in his head. Mary Abelletelli, his voice.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, the boy Hotspur, once again saying boo. And so we're on the eve of another game in Europe at the Lane, this time courtesy of the old Jam Tarts. There is a little bit, not everybody, but there is a little bit of looking down the old nose at this competition. You know, it's the Europa, it's not the Champions League. And I think it's unfair. I do think it's unfair. If we're going to be in it, we should have a go, you know, and really get stuck in and try and win it and make an impression. And, you know, incorporate people like Jake Livermore and anybody else that's kicking around that can, you know, 2 feet and give it a go. The first game, if you actually look back at it, was a corker. I mean, all right, it was only Hearts, but even some of their lot, not all of them, but some of their lot were cheering us on the way off the pitch. You know, we played some wonderful football. And that whole business of being under the lights midweek, it's fantastic. It's a very cheap shot to deride that. The second is, you know, essentially the same point from a different angle, I guess, is if we're not in Europe, we're nothing. And I really believe that. And it's not because of who said it. It's because it's actually right. So let's get behind her, lads, and let's get involved in this whole Europa business. Now, so, two previous broadcasts by me, the quality was so appalling, so abysmal. You probably thought I was, I don't know, selling double glazing or something. What I'm trying to do is give you a chance to win a copy of The Boys from White Hart Lane. This book's been around for a while. This is the paperback version, which some are arguing is more better than the hardback, as it contains a quote from me on the back, the only book you'll need to recapture the unique mood of the time. And that really sums it up. It's anecdotal to a large extent. Written by our good friends Martin Cloak and Adam Powley. It's Spurs in the 80s, interviews with Graham Roberts, Chris Hughton, Steve Archibald, Garth Crooks, all the gang that we, for want of a better phrase, fell in love with. If you want to win a copy, it couldn't be simpler. Just get on the old Twitter and send your hashtag Livermore to me at the boy Hotspur on Twitter. So it's hashtag Livermore, the boy Hotspur. So anyway, enjoy the game and don't forget to, you know, watch it with an open mind, embrace it. It's our lot, get behind them and all that stuff. And good luck and keep it on them.